Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Terry and I are going to talk about some serious subjects today. We've been following some dog laws throughout the United States, particularly here in Virginia. And basically, we're not real happy about the way things are going.
To say the least. And we should also let them know this is going to be a two-parter, because there's a lot of things that we want to cover based on the laws, not only in Virginia, but in some of the other states that are pending, or at least in committee, as well as make sure we put the information out there for resources. So if you want to write to your Congress or Senate, you have resources that can do that, and we'll help you get that information.
Absolutely. Yeah, we think we have a lot to say, so we're just going to say it in two parts. And this will be a continued subject throughout the year. I think 2010 is when we want to try and get involved more in this.
Yeah, I think in my mind it's sort of a kick and butt and taking names type year.
It is, and again, that's going to start for us right here in the state of Virginia, so watch out, General Assembly, we're coming your way. That's right, because you did bad. You voted down a very, very simple law.
Yep, and now you've opened the can of worms.
That's right, so when you see us barreling toward your office, do not duck and run. We will find you. I have a search and rescue
that's
dog.
Right, we'll be tracking you.
That's right. Okay, so the law in question is HB 429, State of Virginia, Animal Welfare, Disposition of Animals in County or City Pounds, prohibits city or county pounds from euthanizing or prohibiting the adoption of any dog based solely on breed. One sentence added to this huge, long law that applies to pounds, dog pounds in the state, and our leaders saw fit to vote it down. And it makes me crazy, because what they're saying is that pounds are allowed to euthanize dogs, to kill dogs, perform genocide on dogs simply because of the way they look, and it's insane. It's another kind. It's like right up there with BSL, breed-specific legislation.
Well, I mean, that's what it leans towards.
Yeah.
It certainly supports it.
Absolutely
because
does.
Because you're going to get somebody making personal judgments with no basis of fact.
Right.
And in the end, it's the animals that suffer for it.
It is. And putting a dog to death, you know, for that reason alone is just so absurd. But we'll talk more about this. But right now, we want to thank Delegate Morgan Griffith. He was the patron or the sponsor of this bill. And what we hope to do for the 2011 session of the General Assembly is get this law reintroduced.
So for anybody listening, you will hear Suri rolling her ball through the
commentary
on it, yes.
She's got her treat ball out and she's having a fine time. So we're not going to take it away from her. She's a dog.
Just ignore it.
Yeah. Okay, so Delegate Griffith, thank you so much for sponsoring this bill. We hope to get to know you in 2010, and we hope you will reintroduce the bill in 2011.
Well, the thing that I want to emphasize for people is voting. So when you have somebody coming up, whether it's Congress, Senate, Governor, President, find out where they stand for animals.
Absolutely.
If you know that they're coming up for re-election, which I have the names of the folks that are coming up for re-election that voted against this.
And they are?
Well, I have their last names because that's all I wrote
that's
down.
All right.
But Oreck from Spotsylvania, Knight from Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Lore from Harrisonburg, Poindexter from Franklin, and Marshall from Dansville.
Okay, so we're going to also approach these folks this in 2010 and hopefully be able to change some minds and hearts and help them understand why this is a good law, why it should be passed. Educate yourselves, folks. Know, like Terry said, know who votes for and against dog laws, all animal laws.
And if they don't listen, vote their asses out.
Absolutely, man. That's why we have they have the ability to vote in this country.
That's right.
Let's use it.
And that's one thing. So Virginia's got a new governor, and he is dog-friendly, animal-friendly. And that was something I checked before I started getting involved.
Excellent.
So,
we need to get to know him, too.
I can arrange an interview.
All righty. Let's do that.
All right.
Woohoo. Okay, so just as an aside for this, you guys, one of the things that has made Terry and I decide to just get involved in this more than we've been in the past is we didn't know about this law being proposed until it was too late to do anything about it this year. And we're not going to let that happen again. And I went noodling around on the internet, and by golly, I found 18, count them, 18 animal welfare bills that were going before the General Assembly in 2010, and I was only aware of one other one, and that's because I'm involved in domestic violence in that community. And so we're going to try and keep ourselves informed, and as we do that this year, we will keep our listeners informed. If you have any comments on this, any information, if you've had lobbying experience, oh, for heaven's sakes, pop us an email. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know what works and doesn't work.
Yeah.
We always would love to hear from our listeners. Let's see. One other dog, it's not dog specific, but another bill that was actually passed this year, but it has a big hole in it, and I just want to mention this to you guys, because if we get into dog lobbying and at the General Assembly, we're gonna be working with them toward lots of improved laws on, you know, from service dogs to SAR dogs to whatever.
Start dreading seeing us walking.
That's right. Oh, here they come again. Okay, the bill that passed this year for volunteer search and rescue teams in the state of Virginia who have memorandums of understanding with the state of Virginia, which means they are called out by the state. This law has enhanced the penalty for malicious or unlawful wounding of the dog handlers, okay, or any other search and rescue personnel. Well, there's a big hole in the law because they didn't include the search and rescue dogs, and that's insane. Why wouldn't they want to make it a felony to wound my dog if my dog is a SAR dog? You know, it needs to be included in the language. So this is going to be something that, you know, I'm going to talk to some folks in search and rescue, and I don't know what the language should be, but we'll see if we can't come up with something for 2011 to get added to this.
It seems like it's a minor thing to add in.
Yeah, and it's a no-brainer. You know, these volunteer handlers and their dogs train so hard. They're on call 24/7. They go all over this state at their own expense. They do it because they love it. And to not at least tell them that you've got their back if someone hurts them and their dogs, you know, it's just insane. So bravo for what they did do, but let's fill that hole in a future session of the General Assembly.
Right. Yeah, we were talking before we started recording that it was almost like it was an incomplete thought. Like they were writing and they just got interrupted for a cup of coffee.
Oops. Oops. And there's another example of that. Again, in this big, long Bill 429, that little sentence did not get added to this year about killing pits in their like just because of what they look like. There's a section of this thing. This is an existing law, and here's how it reads. If a pound finds a direct and immediate threat to a companion animal placed with a foster care provider, it shall report its findings to the animal control agency in the locality where the foster care provider is located. Period. Hello! You're going to report it, but you're not going to pull the dogs out of that foster care environment? You know, it says right in there, immediate threat? You're leaving the dog there? That seems, again, to be an incomplete thought to me.
Yeah, I think that the intent was
good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to spell out a little bit more that an action has to happen based on that. Not just a report.
Yeah. If it's just like foster care for children, you know? If kids are being abused, you pull them. At least you should. That's a whole other
thing.
That's
another episode.
Well, did it with dogs. You know, any dog who's experienced any kind of abuse, they're having a tough enough time because they're trying to find their forever home, and they should be pulled from that environment.
Yeah.
Are we about at half, Terry?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
We're about 10 minutes in.
What we're trying to do, guys, is divvy this episode up, like we said at the beginning. So I think this is a pretty good place to start segueing to the end of this one and the start of the next one. One of the things we hope to be able to provide for our listeners this year is a way, an easy way, for you all to contact your delegates and senators. Here in the state of Virginia, at least, and
probably eventually spread that out
and make
50,
it federal too.
Yeah,
but we want to start using BARC Radio to make change happen. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of our goal for this year. So so work with us, guys. Let's make the world a better place for dogs.
Sounds good.
Out of here for now.
All righty. See you, folks.